You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And first of all, I have to say, welcome back after the slightly surprising two-week break. Obviously, there's been a lot going on in the main news of the UK, and, you know, it didn't really feel right to be interrupting that with social media posts about theatre content, hence why there's been no Spotlight On episodes for the past couple of weeks. But then, as everything's got a bit more back to normal after the bank holiday and the Queen's funeral and all that, my goodness, there has just been so much theatre news. Like, we've got a confirmed Fiero in the Wicked movies, there's concert productions of stage shows coming, there's brand new tours, and just so many shows coming back to the stage in the not too distant future. Now, I will say that Showtime, the live Sunday evening show, is going to be back on URN in just a couple of weeks, so I'll be using that first show to run through a whole lot of that news and playing non-stop show tunes as well. But before we get to that point, there was one news story in particular that just made me really, really excited, because it's to do with a show that I fell in love with when I first saw it. And honestly, I've been wanting to see it again ever since, but there's no cast album, so I haven't been able to relive it at all. And that show is The Band, or as it's now going to be known, Greatest Days. So this is a jukebox musical that uses the songs of Take That to follow a group of friends who were all equally obsessed with a boy band when they were teenagers, and then who reunite years later as adults to go to see a reunion concert for that same band. And when the musical was originally on back in 2017, the central boy band were cast through one of those BBC TV talent shows. It was called Let It Shine, you might remember it. And I will hold my hands up and say that I was quite sceptical about the musical, if I'm being perfectly honest. I'd heard a lot of people saying that they loved it, but without wanting to be rude, they were predominantly older women who also loved Take That in the 90s, and it felt like the show was designed for them, so of course they enjoyed it. So I went in with kind of that mindset and was just proved so wrong, because I bloody loved it. Tim Firth's script was excellent and genuinely had me weeping for the entire thing. And the way the music was used and arranged was so theatrical and so seamless. And like, honestly, it was great. And to this day, I'm so annoyed that there was never a cast recording, because I love the music so much, especially their use of These Days. It was a really nice sort of slow down a cappella version. Oh, it was great. So, first of all, if you take one thing from this Spotlight On, it's that this musical is actually pretty good. And that's useful to know, because it's coming back. It's been rebranded as Greatest Days, basically to capitalize on the Take That association by using one of their song titles. And it's going to start a brand new UK tour next year. It'll kick off in May in Bromley before heading out all over the country. You can see all the dates and venues via the link here in the post. And I can confirm that it will be coming to Nottingham. It's just that the dates for that particular part of the run haven't been announced yet. So do watch this space to be the first to know when they are revealed. But I'm already very excited, because this show that I shocked myself by loving is coming back to the stage, and I can't wait to see it again. But it's also all the more exciting because this new production will mark 30 years since Take That's first UK number one single, which was Pray back in 1993. And then on top of that, it should also coincide with the release of a film version of the musical. Now, we've had a bit of information about this so far. The film is going to be called Greatest Days. Again, that's why they changed the name of the musical to match it. And it's set to start filming later this year. It'll be led by Aisling B, Emeka Okafor, Alice Lowe, and Jade Adams as the adult group of friends, with a boy band made up of newcomers, which I have to say is great to see, because I feel like this is going to be quite a good platform for a group of talented but less established artists, should we say. So it's nice to see them casting the boy band as unknowns, like they did with the original stage musical. Now, the screenplay has also been written by Tim Firth, so we shouldn't see too many major differences in that regard, given that he did the stage musical too. So all in all, there's quite a lot to look forward to. Now, I will admit that my favourite thing about the stage musical was how cleverly it was put together on the stage and the way the boy band would appear out of like the scenery or be hidden behind certain props. It's really fun trying to kind of spot where they are on the stage. So I think it'll be hard to translate that particular point to the screen, and I accept that I may have to embrace kind of new visuals and new techniques for it, but I still think that the film has great potential, and I for one can't wait to see it. And heck, now that the musical is coming back to the stage too, I can get my fill of that theatrical stuff there as well, so it really is a win-win situation. So definitely one to watch out for when Greatest Days comes to a theatre near you. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. I will, of course, though, be back again next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. for a brand new Spotlight On. And then we'll begin the countdown to the return of Showtime properly, where you'll be able to hear even more theatrical news. So make sure you're following at URN Showtime on Facebook and at Showtime URN on Twitter so that you never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.